Brother Jimmy Swaggart here from the Jimmy Swaggart Ministries, opening up my program this evening. I'm gone at last. My sins are gone at last. Go, Jimmy.
Holy Ghost is one. Do you believe that? If you do, and you call on Jesus to save you, you are heaven bound. If there's someone listening to me that rejects those very words of God found in St. Matthew chapter 1 verse 23, when it said his name was Emmanuel, God with us. And again in 2 Timothy 3:16, and it said, without controversy, God was manifested in the flesh. If you reject the Holy Spirit, you reject God. If you reject Jesus coming in the flesh, manifested himself as God, you won't see Jesus. God is Jesus, wrapped up in the Holy Spirit, came to do his miracle work for mankind. Here is the message, the Trinity. Here is the way God has given us to test the spirit that is in them, whether that spirit is a deceiving, demonic, devilish spirit, or where his spirit that is in him is of God, the Holy Spirit. Let me read for you here out of 1 John chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that he came in the flesh is not of God.
We are going to test the spirit. See, those that say they are of God, we know whether or not you are of God or not. If you're rejecting Jesus Christ, you got a problem.
you're rejecting him as God, you got a serious problem.
That it shall come. And even now, that evil spirit, even now, are already in this world. Verse 4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I'm going to share with you for a few minutes here this evening, testing the spirits with an S. Testing the spirits. Every person that truly believes that there is a God and they confess Jesus as that God is truly of God. And everyone that want to argue with you against that, the Bible says they are of the Antichrist. Their father is the devil, Satan himself, because they refuse to believe the report of the gospel that Jesus preached about who he is. There's a grave difference there. And many are already in the world today. Many antichrists, many false prophets are already here today. What is their job? To deceive you, cause you to miss the mark, and wind up in a place called hell just like they are going to. Here's the sermon.
Oh, we're going to make it plain for you this morning. Now, there's no way in the world that I can share in full detail on the spiritual level what I'm about to talk about this morning, because time would not allow that. So what I've done, and what most ministers will do when they are sharing the scripture with you, they will quote scriptures as they go along. How many got the Bible this morning? Raise your Bible. Raise your Bible. Raise. Always bring your Bible, a notepad, and some books, and a pencil. Because we share these scriptures with you because we have done some research somewhere during our study. And we are trying to help you to understand and to get the full understanding of scripture when we're talking about a specific subject. That you might do what? Go home and put it in a corner? Now that you might study to show your own self-approval under God. That's a command. Now the devil himself is a liar. He is already a defeated crook. Now we are not fighting against flesh and blood. In other words, we don't fight against ourselves. But through the wickedness, the devil himself is the one that causes all the chaos in the church. Now, the devil himself is upset this morning. So, number one, he do not like to be uncovered. Working in God's place, conniving and controlling the minds of those that are not strong in the spirit of the Lord. Now the devil is your enemy and was your enemy from the beginning. Now the Holy Spirit is that which is in action in the church world today. The Holy Spirit is in action during the period and time of grace, during this time. And many in the church still don't understand the Holy Spirit and His work. You know the Father and the Son, but we seem to let the Holy Spirit get back. we're going to tell you a little bit about him this morning, that you, as a Christian, may understand him more fully. But he is the third person of the Trinity. Oh, them folks get all mad when the Baptists use that word Trinity. But we understand what we're talking about. We're talking about a triune God. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit wrapped up in one. The Godhead, if you will. And the Holy Spirit is equal with the Father and the Son. St. Matthew 28 and 19. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. Y'all write them down. Jesus Christ was God as well as man. Christians are reborn through the power of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 and 13. It was the Holy Spirit that gave gifts to man, such as laying on a hand, discerning of the Spirit, speaking with other tongues and the interpretation of tongues, evangelism, prophecy, evangelism, ministry. It was the Holy Spirit that gave the gift, one and the self same Spirit. Some people make a great big issue out of tongue talking. But I read the word of God, I said, the same Spirit that gave you the gift of speaking tongues is the same Holy Ghost that allows you to have the discerning of the Spirit. One in the self same Spirit. They believe that, hey, it's the only way you can tell you got the Holy Ghost. If you speak in tongues, the Bible don't teach us that. You can minister, I guarantee you, you got the Holy Ghost in you. You can lay hands, and they be here, I guarantee you, they got the Holy Ghost in one and the self same Spirit. God say you can't do nothing without me. Dogmatism, a kind of curse down. That's dogmatism when you say you can't do this if you don't have that. That's dogmatism. You can't pray no Holy Ghost in nobody. If God himself don't give it, you're in trouble. So I heard him say under those same gifts, analyzing that it is given by God. They're up. The gift that is in you. When he saves you, he just saves you up to have it. Every human being that's sitting here that have complained, have to confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, have a gift. You need to stir it up. Don't sit on it. Stir it up. Now, Jesus promised. Did I give you some verses on the Holy Spirit? On the gift, 1 Corinthians 12, verses 1 through 11. Ephesians 4, verse 11. Now, Jesus promised that when he departed, the Holy Spirit will come and indwell every believer. 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 St. John 14, verses 16 through 26. He is called the Comforter. or our helper. St. John 14, 26. St. John 15, 26. St. John 16, verse 7. He will guide you and teach you. Acts 1, 8. St. John 14, verses 25 to 26. He, the Holy Spirit, will bear witness of the Lord Jesus Christ in you. You can't possess the Holy Spirit of God and do not recognize who Jesus is. It'll never happen. Huh? You get on. He will make witness and bear witness and glorify Jesus. St. John 15, 26. The Holy Spirit will convict the world of sin. Every human being knows whether or not they're living in sin. Every time you do something wrong, you know. Why? The Holy Spirit is going to teach you the truth in what? All things. You know where you're going astray? Huh? You're allowing that old lying devil to come in and corrupt your Christianity. Huh? Well, the devil do that? Yeah, I read in the Bible that it was an empty house. House clean, all of a sudden, seven more devils came. Huh? Corrupted the whole house. That's when you are wavering. You're stumbling in your Christian walk. You're in disobedience to God. And the devil slips in and turns you for a loop. So you have that. I know Jesus. I know Paul. And he was also bearing judgment, found in Luke 24, 49, St. John 7, verse 37. It is in the New Testament that the personality of the Holy Spirit is truly revealed. It was the Holy Spirit that was involved with the miracle and suffering of Jesus Christ. I said the Holy Spirit was involved in that miracle, that mysterious conception there of our Lord and Savior. Found in St. Matthew 18, verses 18 through 23. St. Matthew 1, verses 18 through 23. He, the Holy Spirit, was involved in the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ. But it centered down on him like a dove to identify who he was. That was the only indication that John was given to know who the Savior was. Found in St. Matthew 3:16, Mark chapter 1, verse 10, and St. John chapter 1, verse 32. It was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, at the birth of the church. It was the Holy Spirit in action. St. John 14 and 17. Acts 2:38. It is the activity of the Holy Spirit that baptizes all believers into the body of Christ, the church. Found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Jesus,
don't you take care of each other, love one another, and may God continue to bless you is my prayer.
If you have some questions in the corners of your mind, and trace it out of discouragement and peace you cannot find, we